Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with the subject called The Bible Principle, The Tongue and Its Power, and we're doing part 10 from a 12-part series, and the topic today is how Satan operates. It is important to know how Satan operates in this system so we can use the system against him. Satan will try to control the life of a person, whether they are born again or not born again, through the power of the tongue of that person. He creates negative circumstances and puts evil thoughts into the mind of that person, so that person starts to confess what they believe they hear, feel, or think, or see. As there is no creative power within himself, Satan relies upon deception to create problems in a person's life by using their own power of their own words and tongue. As there is creative power in God's word when spoken in faith, so is there creative power in Satan's words when spoken in fear. Both fear and faith will make it come into reality in the natural. Faith is the original system, and fear is the counterfeit or perverted system. The original godly system going backwards. Let's turn to an example in the Bible, Job chapter 3, verse 25, where Job says, "For the thing which I have greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me." In these scriptures we see where Job has created his own problem. A lot of people in the religious traditional world would say, no, God was testing him and God allowed Satan into his life to test his faith. No, that's not correct. The Bible tells me he himself opened up the door for Satan to attack him, because he says quite clearly, "For the thing which I have greatly feared and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." Job opened the door into his life and his family because of fear-filled words, not faith-filled words. So to understand this, Satan will tell you that the trials and problems and pressures and storms of life are there to teach you something, but God uses his word in 2 Timothy 3:16 and the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, John 3:16-13, to teach you and to bring you into all truth. God doesn't use trials and tribulations and tests to bring you into a greater depth of faith, but God can use those situations if you're in them. If you involve him, he can help you develop your faith in those situations. But God does not teach us things by bringing trials and tribulations into our life like Job. Job opened up the door through a lack of faith. He opened up the door by speaking fear-filled words, and those fear-filled words came to pass, because there was creative power in the fear-filled words. In the book of Matthew chapter 6, it says, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we clothe?" We take a thought by saying it, and once we know Satan's system, then we can stand against that. It says, first take a thought, and then say it. By using this principle, we can stop Satan. Take the thought and then say, "No, Satan, the word of God says I have authority over you. I don't have to listen to you. I've been made the righteousness of God through and in Christ Jesus, and I refuse to go one step further under your influence. I will not allow you to put sickness or disease or any bad thoughts into my mind. I bind them and I cast them down in the name of Jesus." One of Satan's main tools that he uses against a person is deception, and the other one is fear. Let me give you a definition of fear. Fear is spelt F-E-A-R. Those initials, if you break those four initials down, F for false, E for evidence, A for appearing, and R for real. So if we take the word fear, we can also break it down and say false, evidence, appearing, real. He needs you to understand that. He needs you to believe that false evidence, so you start thinking it, then you start saying it, and then you start building it into your spirit man, and then words start coming out to build a mountain in your lives. So he gives you fear, false evidence appearing real by deception. Thank you for being with me through this subject or this topic today. The next one coming is part 11, How to Stop Satan, It Is Written. Thank you and God bless.